Welcome to TopCitiesCanada.com, website with top amazing facts about best country to immigrate in the world, wonderful, Canada. Today we are going to talk about top 5 cities in Canada having cheap homes. British Columbia is best known for its beauty, but not for the prices of cheap homes. Vancouver and its surrounding area have expensive real estate in British Columbia. Montreal and Toronto, although in the different parts of Canada, are pricey too, with averages of $328,862 and $630,858 respectively. There are a number of beautiful places in Canada, and has a number of reasonable options in the pricier areas in Canada. Number 1 is Thunder Bay. Thunder Bay is a very beautiful city, located on the Lake Superior, in Ontario. $196,803 is the average home price in Thunder Bay. Due to the Lake Superior, this city has a humid continental climate, with less snowfall as compared to the United States. This city, too, gets lots of sunlight. There is a number of recreational activities that include cross-country skiing courses, ski hills, public beaches, indoor and outdoor pools, ice rinks, golf courses. Being one of the largest cities in northwestern Ontario, Thunder Bay is the region's medical and commercial center. The Ontario Government School System, Thunder Bay Health Science Center, and Bowater Forest Products are the major employers. Number 2 is Moncton. Moncton is one of the very famous centers of maritimes in the southeast New Brunswick. Demographia released a data which shows that Moncton is the most affordable city in Canada. $198,654 is the average home price. Moncton has a very strong economic history, with a low rate of unemployment, and is a transportation hub for the region. Technology, insurance, healthcare, and education are the big players in raising the economy of Canada. Number 3 is Windsor. Windsor has turned into really the most southern metropolis in Canada. The normal property selling price is $186,612. Considering the closeness to Detroit, it really is not astonishing that Windsor has an extensive heritage in auto production companies. The Casino Hotel applies lots of occupants that actually is a huge attraction for travelers. The pharmaceutical companies, high education, internet, and insurance businesses play a part in the neighborhood market. Considering Detroit's reputation for offense, an individual could believe Windsor, additionally, has elevated offense speed. Actually, it has a very low unemployment rate, especially murder. The drawback of this place is the fact that it encounters many thunderstorms, lightning, and also tornadic process in Canada. Number 4 is Charlottetown. Charlottetown is one of the largest cities on Prince Edward Island, and $162,928 is an average home price in Charlottetown. Light manufacturing, education, healthcare, and government play a major role in boosting the local economy of Charlottetown. Residents of this city can access field hockey, rugby, baseball, fields for soccer, and as well as running trails, tracks, and tennis courts. Charlottetown is home to the University of Prince Edward Island. Number 5 is Fredericton. The capital of New Brunswick is Fredericton, and sits along with the St. John River. $156,000 is the average home price of Fredericton. This city is home to the New Brunswick College of Craft, St. Thomas University, and the University of New Brunswick. These are the educational centers. Also, it is a research hub, with centers focusing on information technology, geomatics, biomedical engineering, social science, forestry, and policy development. The presence of the research facilities and schools have helped to shield this city economically. Fredericton, too, offers theaters, museums, and ethnic cuisine. Primary residents speak English, though the French-speaking population is increasing very fastly. Thanks for spending time with us. If you are looking for more information on amazing country Canada, please visit our website Top Cities Canada. You may also subscribe our YouTube channel Top Cities Canada, and please do not forget to like our page on facebook.com/Top Cities Canada for latest updates. Thanks once again.